Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, April 30th, Thankful Thursday. How does that sound to you? I had several people recommend that we switch up Tuesday and Thursday, and it just has a little bit of a better ring to it. Just a reminder, I need to be thankful every single day. But showing some intentionality now on Thursday just helped me to refocus my attention, to take a moment to remember even in the midst of difficulty, there is so much that is revealing to me that God cares for me and for our world. And so as you look out around you, think about a person, a place, a thing, an attribute of God, anything that God has made or done that you can say thank you for. And then let me know and I can record it and share with everyone on the podcast. Our passages today are Genesis chapter 14, verses 17 through 24. This is after Abram has defeated some kings to protect Lot. And he meets up with a mysterious figure in Scripture, Melchizedek. Then we'll read from Psalm 109. I kind of wish we were reading Psalm 110, which actually mentions Melchizedek as a priest. And it is a psalm that is messianic, helping us to connect the dots between Jesus as our priest and this priest in the Old Testament. As I read, I know there will be some questions, and I don't really have all the answers. Melchizedek is a very mysterious figure, as I've said, but some of the things that we can remember are that God gives the victory, and Abram decides to recognize this by giving a tenth or a tithe to Melchizedek, who is the priest of the Most High God. Starting in Genesis 14, verse 17. After Abram returned from defeating Chedorlaomer and the kings who were with him, the king of Sodom went out to meet him in the Sheva Valley, that is, the king's valley. Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was a priest to God Most High. He blessed him and said, "Abram is blessed by God Most High, creator of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who has handed over your enemies to you." And Abram gave him a tenth of everything. Then the king of Sodom said to Abram, "Give me the people, but take the possessions for yourself." But Abram said to the king of Sodom, "I have raised my hand in an oath to the Lord, God Most High, creator of heaven and earth, that I will not take a thread or sandal strap or anything that belongs to you. So you can never say, 'I made Abram rich.' I will take nothing except what the servants have eaten. But as for the share of the men who came with me, Aner, Eshel, and Mamre, they can take their share." Several things stuck out to me in this passage. First, it's after this battle, both Melchizedek and Abram make it a point to bless God, to be reminded that He is creator of heaven and earth, and that He is the God Most High. So all these Canaanite little g gods around, they're recognizing, no, those have no power. God Most High is the one who has handed over your enemies to you. And then Abram says to the king of Sodom, "Hey, I can't take anything from you." But the main part is what he calls God. And I think this is a good thing for us to call the Lord today as we pray together. He says, "The Lord, God Most High, creator of heaven and earth." And so as we're thankful today to the Lord on this Thankful Thursday, just being mindful that God created everything in this world for our enjoyment. Now let's turn over to the Psalms. Today we're in Psalm 109, which is a prayer against an enemy. I'm going to be reading verses 1 and 2, and then I'll go over to verses 21 through 31. God of my praise, do not be silent, for wicked and deceitful mouths open against me. They speak against me with lying tongues. But you, Lord, my Lord, deal kindly with me for your name's sake. Because your faithful love is good, rescue me. For I am suffering and needy. My heart is wounded within me. I fade away like a lengthening shadow. I am shaken off like a locust. My knees are weak from fasting, and my body is emaciated. I have become an object of ridicule to my accusers. When they see me, they shake their heads in scorn. Help me, Lord my God. Save me according to your faithful love, so they may know that this is your hand and that you, Lord, have done it. Though they curse, you will bless. When they rise up, they will be put to shame. But your servant will rejoice. My accusers will be clothed with disgrace. They will wear their shame like a cloak. I will fervently thank the Lord with my mouth. I will praise him in the presence of many, for he stands at the right hand of the needy to save him from those who would condemn him. As we see here, the psalmist is in a very difficult situation and is calling out to the Lord, remembering God's faithful love and asking the Lord to rescue him. Verse 24, my knees are weak from fasting and my body is emaciated. I picture a person who has been praying fervently for change. Help me, Lord my God. Can you identify with this type of desperate prayer? And how does it end in the end? By remembering, as Jesus had to remember on the cross, that his accusers will be clothed with disgrace and they will wear the shame like a cloak, and we will fervently thank the Lord because he stands at the right hand of the needy. Even sometimes when we feel forsaken, we have to remind ourselves and one another that God is near and he will save us from those who condemn us. This is most clearly true in our salvation, that Jesus Christ has by his blood, given us the security of life with him forever. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. What are you thankful for today? One listener said that they're thankful for the beauty and delight creation brings us. That segues really nicely with Genesis 14, where we're reminded that God is the creator of heaven and earth, and everything that is in the earth is for our blessing. He says, amazed that we can see the colors of a sunset, taste our favorite foods, and stand in awe of the beauty of the ocean or the majestic mountain peaks. He says, the Lord didn't have to create a world that brings us such joy and pleasure. Will you pray with me? Father, we do thank you for a world that brings us so much joy. Help us today to be mindful of your gifts for us. You are creator of heaven and earth. You are God Most High. You are from eternity to eternity. And we know, Lord, that all victory and all blessing comes from you. We pause to thank you for someone in our lives. Someone who has blessed us by giving us a hand, by using their gifts for your glory. We also thank you for something. Lord, anything that you bring to mind, for me, it's a little flower that I see on my walk that I can just touch and be mindful that you made that. And I thank you, Lord, for somewhere you've created uniquely. Lord, as we enter into this day, or perhaps as we close it out, make us mindful that we are yours and we can call you our Father because of what Jesus has done for us on the cross. He is the one who has stood at the right hand of us, the needy, to save us from those who would condemn us. It's in His name that we pray, and because of Him, we rejoice. Amen.